Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The weather making the news once again today. Stay tuned. We'll have the latest weather updates right after the news. In Henderson County, two men were arrested Sunday for stealing railroad spikes from Norfolk Southern Railroad. Henderson County Sheriff's Office Captain Charlie McDonald says both men appear to be illegal aliens with no addresses. Arrested were Cruz Mario Carnacion, age 37, Jose Luis Trejo Yanez, age 35. They were charged with felony conspiracy to damage railroad property, willful injury to railroad property, and trespassing on railroad property. They're each placed under a $25,000 bond in order to be held on ICE detainers depending deportation proceedings. That incident happened near West Blue Ridge Road in Flat Rock. It could have caused a serious train derailment. Operation Medicine Drop is coming, and it's a chance to get rid of unused and outdated prescription drugs in a safe way. Eddie Lance with the Transylvania County Sheriff's Department says those drugs can be a problem to get rid of.
A lot of people don't realize that it's not good to flush them down the toilet or pour them down the sink because they can get into the water stream, especially here in the city. It goes into the Davis River and into the French Broad. And then our neighbors down below us, whether it's Henderson County or Buncombe County, who gets their water from the French Broad, all those chemicals from those medicines are going in the river. It also pollutes the groundwater, so we don't recommend it. We advise against it, and we're setting up this Operation Pill Drop along with the police department and the task force, drug task force, to give people an opportunity to come and turn in either unused or outdated prescriptions and over-the-counter medications.
Lance says the bigger purpose is to keep those drugs out of the hands of teenagers and their friends.
And a lot of times parents don't realize that kids don't have to go down on a street corner to buy drugs. They just have to go into the medicine cabinet.
There's been a huge increase locally and nationally of prescription drug abuse. Watch for flyers on Operation Medicine Drop next week. Dozens of Brevard College students were busy last night packaging meals for hungry victims of Haiti's earthquake. It was part of their partnership with the Pisgah Forest Rotary Club with Stop Hunger Now. That Rotary Club's working to raise $15,000 by March 17th to provide food for 60,000 meals for hungry children in Haiti. Last night, students gathered in the Porter Center to put together 10,000 meals. The meals from Rotary Clubs in Western North Carolina will go to Pastor Leon Dorlins, who runs schools and medical clinics in Haiti. If you want to donate money, make your checks payable to Rotary Charitable Corporation with Stop Hunger Now on the memo line. You can mail them to Pisgah Forest Rotary Club, P.O. Box 1412, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina 28768. All donations are tax deductible. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.